This is WFYI News Now. It's November 10th, and I'm Darian Benson. Coming up, tomorrow is Veterans Day. But first, this news. Herman Whitfield III's parents filed a lawsuit against the city of Indianapolis in state court this week. WFYI's Katrina Pross has more.
In the lawsuit, Gladys and Herman Whitfield Jr. claim the actions of Indianapolis police led to the death of their son and caused them emotional distress. They ask for an unspecified amount of damages. Herman Whitfield III died after six IMPD officers responded to his mental health crisis in April 2022. Police tased him twice and placed him in the prone position until he became unresponsive. He was pronounced dead shortly afterward. Two officers have been criminally charged for his death. The Whitfields also filed a lawsuit against the city in federal court last year, which is still pending. I'm Katrina Pross, WFYI News.
A proposal to create a new taxing district in downtown Indianapolis will be introduced to the City County Council next week. The measure would create an economic enhancement district to support public safety and beautification efforts in the Mile Square and generate $5.5 million a year. The move to allow the district was made possible through state legislation passed earlier this year and allows the City County Council to set up a fee on taxable property in the downtown core. The goal is to target investment around public safety, homeless outreach, cleanliness, and beautification efforts. Downtown Indy Inc. President and CEO Taylor Schaefer says it builds on a pilot program that has shown success.
In terms of the data that we're tracking, how much trash is being picked up? How quickly are we responding to calls for service? How many touch points are we creating? And these dollars are allowing us to do it.
The funding would also support operations at low-barrier shelters and provide new safety technology. A Metropolitan and Economic Development Committee will discuss the proposal this month. Indiana's former abortion care providers are taking new aim at the state's near-total abortion ban following their loss at the state Supreme Court earlier this year. Brandon Smith reports the revised lawsuit seeks to broaden the ban's exceptions.
In June, the Indiana Supreme Court ruled that the state constitution does guarantee the right to abortion, but only if a pregnant person's life or serious health is at risk. The ACLU, on behalf of abortion clinics, argues that under that ruling, the exception in state law that allows abortions in cases of risk to life or serious health of the pregnant person is too narrow. The law that took effect earlier this year also completely banned abortion clinics, such as Planned Parenthood, from providing abortion care, even under the narrow exceptions. That's left just a few hospitals in the Indianapolis area as the only places in Indiana where abortion care is accessible. The ACLU's latest motion asks the courts to expand the definition of serious health risk in the law, for instance, to include mental health conditions. It also asks the courts to allow abortion clinics to provide abortion care under the ban's exceptions. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.
Residents say the city of Gary has long been an industrial dumping ground. Some have now filed a civil rights complaint against the state. Rebecca Thiel reports.
Even the story of how Gary was founded brings up environmental justice concerns. Local historian Corey Shepard says in the early 1900s, the company that would eventually become part of U.S. Steel wanted to expand their plant in Chicago. But residents near the plant weren't having it. Instead, he says, the company decided to build in an area with less resistance, Northwest Indiana, where executives already own some of the land for hunting.
It just seems like we have not learned the lessons from the past at all. They still allow for these companies to come to Gary specifically. You don't hear them trying to establish these types of companies in Crown Point or in Sherrillville.
It's true that if you look at a map of industrial plants and hazardous waste sites in Northwest Indiana, they all seem to cluster around cities like Gary and East Chicago, where at least 80% of residents are Black, Latino, or other people of color. So when the state extended the permit for a waste processing plant, residents with GARD, Gary Advocates for Responsible Development, had had enough. A bus pulls into Steel City Academy Charter School, which sits right across the street from the proposed Maya Energy plant. If it gets built, residents worry it could mean more pollution and truck traffic near where these kids learn and play. Kimmy Gordon is the co-founder of GARD. The group filed a federal civil rights complaint against the Indiana Department of Environmental Management for extending Maya Energy's permit. She says this discrimination is nothing new. Picard felt like now was the right time to act. The Biden administration has made environmental justice a focus.
If we continue to allow this to happen time and time again and over, when Gary is at full capacity for industrial pollution and contaminants, then where will we be? If not now, then when?
Guidance from the Environmental Protection Agency says that states should consider all the pollution in an area when granting permits for an industrial company to move in, something called cumulative impacts. But in the case of Maya Energy, the state says it doesn't have the authority to do that. IDEM says it can't deny a permit or make it more strict based on environmental justice concerns alone. The agency says it can only look at a single permit and decide if it meets the rules or not. But experts at the EPA disagree.
If the question is whether or not some states, any state, has authority to take cumulative impacts into account in permitting, the answer is yes.
That's Marian Engelman Lotto. She serves as the EPA's Deputy General Counsel of Environmental Initiatives. Lotto says nothing prevents a state like Indiana from factoring in total pollution in an area when granting permits. IDEM refused to provide us with an interview. When asked about his agency's lack of transparency, Governor Eric Holcomb's office repeatedly referred us back to IDEM. It's hard to say if GARD will win its case or even get a hearing. The EPA has taken up few federal civil rights complaints, and even fewer have been found in activists' favor. This summer, the agency abandoned a major civil rights investigation into Cancer Alley, a heavily industrial part of Louisiana that has some of the highest cancer rates due to air pollution in the country. Still, Kimmy Gordon says part of being an activist is not giving up hope.
We're not a throwaway city. We deserve nice parks in all areas of Gary. We deserve clean green spaces, clean air and water, and healthy people. And when you have healthy people, you have happy people. And so 20 years from now, I want to see a bunch of happy people.
It's not clear when the EPA will decide whether or not to take up the case. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Tomorrow is Veterans Day, November 11th. It marks the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918 when Germany and the Allies suspended fighting, the effective end of World War I. It honors all veterans. And because it's on a Saturday this year, an Indiana Veterans Treatment Court celebrated graduation a few days earlier. Reporter Ella Abbott was there.
Present.
Allen County Adult Probation Officer Joseph Fultz sang the national anthem while students from Wayne High School raised the flag before honoring nearly a dozen veterans graduating out of the court system. The Veterans Court is a treatment court that helps those that have been incarcerated for substance abuse or mental health issues by giving them access to resources targeted at veterans and holding them accountable for their recovery. David Todd is one of those honored during the ceremony. He says he's grateful for the court giving an alternative to normal punishment structures.
You can get whipped in shape, but it's a lot better to see somebody have a heart big enough to care about rebuilding somebody. You can rebuild somebody, and they're better for a long time.
Graduates received handshakes in the receiving line from the Veterans Court team, as well as a gift bag with a gift card, challenge coin, and a bracelet that says one day at a time, a common phrase in recovery. Allen County has several problem-solving or treatment courts to help those facing incarceration access resources and recovery. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Ella Abbott.
That's all for today's episode of WFYI News Now. Today's podcast was produced by the following people who live in your community: Aubriana Heron, Kendall Antron, who composed the music for this podcast, and me, Darian Benson. Our news director is Sarah Neil Estes. If you liked today's episode, remember to subscribe and share. And find us wherever you get your podcasts to hear more stories about your community.